brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into the third hour. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to try to go quickly through some more of your calls because I want to get into the big developments on Obama's birth certificate. This is really getting scary with new statements by the governor out in Hawaii, who's one of his buddies. So that is coming up. But right now we're taking your calls, dealing with your view on the state of the disunion, the globalist takeover last night. Let's talk to Martina in Iowa. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to say that a bunch of us on Facebook, the terrorists, were criticizing our dictator as he spoke last night. And I found one thing out of his speech, that fact that we're still fighting Al-Qaeda and that we need to be afraid of them. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, and then I see an article that says Obama wants to jail Americans with new law.
Mm-hmm.
From the European Union Times. And it talks about...
Yeah, that's not a real website, ma'am. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Rick in Florida. Rick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I called to ask a couple of questions about Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory television show.
Sure, go ahead.
Are there any plans that you know of for a third season?
That's up in the air right now. Ventura is not going to fly commercial. That's why he's got his lawsuit going. And quite frankly, I just told you earlier, if you were listening, he didn't particularly want to do either one of the seasons. He did it because he wanted to, you know, expose the globalist. But it's up in the air. They don't know there's going to be a third season right now, especially after the censorship of the show by Homeland Security and Congressman Cohen.
That's what I wanted to ask you about, really, is what can you tell us about how that all went down, the censorship of the FEMA internment, the police state episode?
Well, I've talked a lot about it, and the problem is I was told internally about it about a month before it broke. And, you know, that happened back in early November, and you know, obviously when people tell you stuff in confidence, they're like, we're waiting to see what's going to happen. Please don't tell all of this yet. And then since then, they've still asked me not to get into all of it, but there's been harassment, break-ins, people's trash being dug through by men in suits, Homeland Security, ADL, visits at Time Warner, putting pressure on True TV. Congressman Cohen reportedly, you know, was saying, just take it off the air and I won't go crazy. And then now they took it off the air, and you see him running around on CNN when he's not calling Republicans Nazis, you know, attacking Ventura and saying his show could cause a new Oklahoma City. I mean, so the reason I'm even able to talk about it, because once you're told something in confidence, you don't break that confidence as a journalist when I wear that hat, is because Cohen is running around everywhere all over the place demonizing the First Amendment. So there you have it. I mean, that's what's going on.
Right. One last question. Any plans to release either of the first two seasons on DVD?
I have told them that that would be a great idea, and obviously True TV is not stupid. They know it was a hit show. They guaranteed on DVD it would be a big seller, but you notice they moved it from Wednesday, when it was a number one show on their network, to a Friday at night, which is the dead zone, and then it still did incredibly well. And so there's upper management. I mean, obviously strangling it, so I wouldn't hold your breath for a third season.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. That's the information on that. I mean, there's a lot of other stuff that went on, and I've been asked not to talk about it. Kind of like when I knew Mark Cuban had gotten White House phone calls threatening him to not put out Loose Change Final Cut in theaters, and I couldn't talk about it. I just said he'd been threatened. Pretty much broke confidence to even say that. I just can't help it. But I didn't give out all the information. Then it came out in the New York Times, the emails on top of phone calls, you know, with the White House saying, we're going to get you for putting that movie out. And so they indicted him. Of course, it was all a fraud, so he beat it. I think they've re-indicted him now. So, you know, there you go. I mean, we're not, this is where eagles dare tread, folks. This isn't a game right here, what we're doing.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're taking some more of your phone calls right now. Then I'm going to get into the big birth certificate news, the huge developments on that front with Barack Hussein Obama, real name Barry Saturo. Mega News Reader in California, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Alex Jones, good afternoon.
Good to have you here with us.
Say hi, Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Getting support from the Young Info Warriors.
Awesome.
Quick, I'm a Prison Planet TV member. Kudos to Jesse Ventura. V for victory, and I want to talk briefly about Barry Satoro's speech last night.
Okay.
As a father of two girls, and Barack Obama also being a father of two girls, it makes me sick in my stomach that this guy, and I know he's a human, somewhere inside he's got to be human, for him to joke about the TSA. You know, what if his daughters went through the same experience as TSA just lost that court settlement over? You know, what if these women on The View had to have a cavity search? How funny would it be for them? It just makes me sick. It's like,
well, they said there's no search that's too invasive on the show.
That's a lie. They're just
Well, you know, that's the tactic. Obama made it a joke. The View made it a joke. I heard local radio make it a joke. That's the America jellyfish response that we're supposed to have to tyranny, is to make it a joke when somebody valiantly sues Homeland Security. And then Barbara Walters marveling, and the other women marveling, that someone, you can sue them? How dare him? They're our kings.
the smartest people I know, the people around me who go to college, who are nurses, who are doctors, have all been indoctrinated with this laughter response. You can show them facts. You can show them government documents. And instead of them wrapping their head around how evil this is, they just laugh. And it makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, they're under a form of hypnosis. They're under a form of mind control. I wouldn't laugh at them. They're victims. But they have gibbering delight in the face of a threat. It's a super coward response. A regular low-level coward knows they're a coward and gets scared and just shuts up because, ooh, that's scary. But real cowards, hardcore cowards, George Orwell wrote about this, engage in Crime Stopper doublethink. They decide the threat's a joke and tell themselves it's no big deal with cognitive dissonance. And then it's also kind of an elitist attitude that if they can laugh about it, it somehow gives them power. Good to hear from you. Leo and Mass, you're on the air. Hey, who's that guy here in the background on the radio?
Go ahead.
He's going to come there in a minute.
Hi, hello?
Hey, Leo, how you doing, buddy?
Okay,
listen, I want to be able to hear you, so turn your radio off.
I'm gone. In the View, the game they're playing, hello?
Yes, sir.
You see, I finally figured out what's going on. Rush Limbaugh, Savage, Hasselbeck, they're all part of the same game, and some of us don't really see it. I see Limbaugh as the perfect liberal's caricature of what a conservative is. He gets national vision. Savage, he's a hateful against the Muslims, so he gets to go on. Hasselbeck, she is an idiot George Bush supporter who knows how to play ball, and so she stays. You see the game going on here?
Oh, I see it, yeah.
But I think the whole thing is that the people at large don't see this whole game. Plus, I think the really important thing is that at times we tend to pin the tail on only one donkey, but I see the donkey as being a hydra-headed, three hydra-headed donkeys, one of which being the Jesuit Vatican, and the other being the city of London and the Jewish Zionists in Israel. So, you know, we have to see the donkey as having three heads, is what I'm saying.
That's a scary donkey. I appreciate your call, Leo. Ridge Runner in Ohio. Then I'm getting into the big development on the birth certificate issue. We're going to play that audio clip coming up. Go ahead. You're on the air, Ridge Runner.
Yeah, Alex is doing a great job. I saw the puppet in chief last night, and I would just say, like what Gandhi said, first, they ignore you, then they ridicule you, then you resist them, fight them, and then you win. And you're doing a great job fighting them, and they're using ridicule to basically hypnotize everyone and make it hopefully go away. But Jesse Ventura's act of suing them and Bob Barr coming up with it is a great thing.
That's right. They're getting scared right now, Ridge Runner, and so they're trying every trick in the book. They're attacking, they're ignoring, they're ridiculing. They're basically doing it all at the same time, but you see that all the polls show no one is buying it. There's a small brain-dead group out there across the political spectrum, but it's never been, you know, the jellyfish, the spineless ones that change things. It was 5% that started and won the Revolutionary War. Really, 3% started it, 5% won it. We're in an info war, and if we can reach out to military, police, bureaucrats, and others, they're going to see they don't have a stake in the New World Order. They're going to see it's bad. They're going to know how evil it is. And they can just passively support us by getting info out, by speaking up a little bit, by educating others. All of us together, none of us have to save the world by ourselves. It's all of us just doing a little bit every day. And signifying and speaking up and not going along with this and spreading the word about good alternative media sources. Final point.
Yeah, just an observation connecting some dots. You had your first speaker there talking about the towers. You know, Shapiro made the point about absence, you know, in OKC, Oklahoma City, and a 9/11, Obama's, administration would be kaput. And it just seems so convenient. Here you have Napolitano, Lindsey Williams talked about that friend of his, and going to Washington and offered a job, and then she didn't take it. And then Napolitano said, something's going to happen. I can't tell you what it is. And then this stuff happens in her state. It's, you know, there's mind control. He was obsessed with it, this Tucson guy. And I don't know, connecting some of these dots.
No. In fact, you just reminded me. I heard chatter on this show, other shows, about something's going to happen in Arizona. Remember that in the months before? And Lindsey Williams? Wow, I'd forgotten about that. I appreciate your call. It's crazy. Okay, here's really the biggest development yet that I've seen in the whole soap opera that is Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama's birth certificate. And just recapping, we know that he gave up his U.S. citizenship to become an Indonesian citizen, and his name's Barry Sotaro. That's not debated. We know his grandmother in Kenya claims he was born there. We know that they never released the real birth certificate, but claimed that they had. Now they admit, okay, there's an original blueprint that has the footprints and the signature, and the governor, the incoming governor a month ago said, Abercrombie in Hawaii said, I'm going to release it. About 8 days ago, what, last Tuesday, the Honolulu Advertiser had an interview with him and just a footnote about, hey, what about the birth certificate? And he said, well, I've been looking and I can't find it, and I know that's going to become a big campaign issue, and I'm worried about it. And we covered that, and Jerome Corsi covered it, and Drudge covered it, and it got really big. Now, a very well-known reporter, I've heard this guy for years, Mike Evans, he does kind of straight non-gossip, you know, Hollywood and TV reporting. Mike Evans in Hawaii, friends for many years with the governor, who was a congressman. He's known him since he was, quote, a taxi cab driver. We're going to play that. You'll just hear it from him. But to say, yeah, I talked to the governor, my good friend, and he said they can find no records. They can find nothing. Not just the birth certificate, nothing. Obama has said it's two different hospitals. They don't know which one it is. This is really getting suspicious. And even the receipt of the birth certificate, a lot of experts looked at it and said it was fake. So this is a big constitutional crisis, and it's now time for congressional hearings on this. Let's go ahead and play part of this radio clip on KQRS-FM with them talking to the reporter who talked to Neil Abercrombie. And again, the reporter is Mike Evans, the Hollywood reporter. Here it is.
Next item, no show business, but I have a personal interest, so I thought I'd share it with you. Former U.S. Congressman from Hawaii, Neil Abercrombie, has been a friend of mine for decades. In fact, when I first met Neil, he was driving a cab in Honolulu. Well, Neil and I spent a lot of time together in Washington, D.C. during Obama's inauguration. Neil told me then that he was going to run for governor of Hawaii. It had enough of being a U.S. congressman. He also told me that his stories, and he told me many times after Barack became famous, that when he was in college, going to the University of Hawaii, he was a friend of Barack Obama's dad. And he remembers Barack Obama as a little kid. He used to call him Barry. In fact, I did a TV interview with Abercrombie at C-SPAN the day after the inauguration, and we had to stop twice because he referred to the president as Barry, which he, after he did, he said, I can't do that. I got to call him the Mr. President. Well, Neil promised me that when he became governor, he was going to cut through all the red tape. He was going to get Obama's birth certificate once and for all and end the stupid controversy that he was not born in the United States. Yesterday, talking to Neil's office, Neil says that he searched everywhere using his power as governor at the Kapi'olani Women's and Children's Hospital and Queens Hospital, the only places kids were born in Hawaii back when Barack was born. There is no Barack Obama birth certificate in Hawaii.
Really?
Absolutely no proof at all that he was born in Hawaii.
Wow.
Now, he went out. He loves Obama. I mean, he purposely did this to get rid of that question. Now, got some egg in the face. I mean, now he admits publicly that there is no birth certificate.
Honestly. Well, and Mike, the addendum to that is there's this story of there was a birth announcement, but it's been explained his grandparents could have called the newspaper and said, hey, he's, you know, our grandchild was born. And he didn't have to be born in Hawaii for that. So it's raising the issue again.
Absolutely.
After it seemed to be put to bed.
And I asked him, I go, well, when do you remember Barack? In your first memory? And he goes, I remember him playing like in a T-ball league. And I go, like, well, old. He goes, like, he was like five or six, something like that. I go, what about before that? He goes, I don't really remember him much before that, which I find was very odd.
Oh.
Anyway.
Okay, we're going to go to break, and it goes on. The full clip's up at Infowars.com in the article, Abercrombie Admits Failure to Discover Obama's Birth Certificate.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
This really is a big deal. I remember Webster Tarpley, who I respect, and Phil Berg, who I respect, and many others saying the evidence is he wasn't born in the U.S. I remember that early in the campaign having him on and saying on air, I don't know where I stand. In fact, I got heat from listeners because I didn't devote just, you know, shows every week to it. I probably did I don't know, 15 interviews or something in that year leading up. I had investigators on. I said, I don't know. Would the globalists be this arrogant as to run somebody who they know was born in Kenya? But now the clip of his wife repeatedly saying, you know, we went back to his homeland where he was born, Kenya. The fact that his name is Barry Sotero, that everybody knew him as Barry, that they sealed his college and high school and all his other records. But the ones we get, a Muslim in Indonesia, in Muslim schools, now in the news, demanding to go to Muslim prayers, which freaked his mom out. I'm not here to attack Muslims either. It's just he's lying about this. There's another weird fake name he had. We don't know who this guy is. So it's 100% he gave up his citizenship. That's 100%. I'm telling you, it's 99% now that, well, we know they're covering up. We know they lied and said the official birth certificate had been released 3 years ago and a year ago and a month ago, and they never have. And now we've seen Hardball with Slimeball Matthews and Mr. Maddow and others have to come out and admit that, okay, why didn't he just release the actual original with the feet prints like I've got and you've got? You got to have that to be on the state police. That, you know, to join any agency that, quote, has, you know, security clearances. What's going on here? And now you've got this very respected reporter. I mean, I remember listening to this guy when I was a kid, Mike Evans, knows Obama, knows the governor, really good friends with the governor, saying, yeah, I talked to him. This is a guy who's interviewed the governor on television. This is a big reporter, TV, radio, you name it, saying, yeah, I've known him since he was a cab driver, and he told me he's pretty freaked out about it. He can find nothing. The interview goes on, too. We just played part of it. But it's posted in a story at prisonplanet.com. And normally, when I do a Google bomb to make it the number one search term, you guys almost never fail. You're awesome. We did three in a row last week, as you know, number one search, number two, and number three. Normally, I would do this in the first hour because we have more success when we do that. We're doing it in the third hour today. Please write this search term down. It's from the article, Abercrombie Admits Failure to Discover Obama Birth Certificate, the top story at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson. It boils down the history of it, the background effect. I'm going to call Watson. I want him to add some of the other evidence. Mrs. Obama, Mrs. Sotero, saying he was, you know, visited his homeland of Kenya. I want to add some background, too, to this. I mean, it's a good article giving you a full spectrum, but I want to beef this up a little bit, too, so people get an even clearer image of what's going on. Also, the issue of his name being Barry Sotero and the citizenship issue right there. But great article by Paul Watson he churned out today. Abercrombie admits failure to discover Obama birth certificate. We're going to have the number one search term. Let's do it together right now. Nothing can stop you, ladies and gentlemen. V for victory against the globalist. R for resistance. Abercrombie admits failure. That's the search term. Abercrombie. Abercrombie admits failure. Abercrombie. 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 It's three words. Abercrombie admits failure. Abercrombie admits failure. That's actually the Infowars.com version headline. Abercrombie admits failure. And then let's put up the Prison Planet. I'm glad you guys put that up. I didn't know there was two different headlines. We want to go with a second key search term, Abercrombie birth certificate. Second search term, Abercrombie birth certificate. Enter those three search terms into Google over and over and over again. Abercrombie birth certificate. Abercrombie birth certificate. Put that into Google as your second search, but the number one search, Abercrombie admits failure. Abercrombie admits failure. Enter that, put it in Google, enter it in over and over and over again. Let's drive these searches to number one and number two. You'll choose whether Abercrombie admits failure or the other variant that I'm going with, Abercrombie birth certificate. That way it'll lead them directly to this article and get an even bigger buzz. This could be explosive. It is up to you. Abercrombie birth certificate or Abercrombie admits failure. Two different search terms. Get them in there. Let's do it together. Also, we're trying to get a grassroots movement going. If Ron Paul has said if he sees even more support, he's probably going to run for president, says he's looking at it. We've come out with a T-shirt that's Draft Ron Paul 2012. It's a limited run. It will be limited time available. And it's available at Infowars.com, and of course then the paltry sum for it supports this transmission, our whole operation here. We couldn't do it without you. The online video bookstore, Patriot Apparel Store, Infowars.com, and you'll meet like-minded people, no doubt, wearing a Ron Paul shirt. I think it's the most good-looking Ron Paul shirt out there. Very well done by Janae Meadows, one of our great graphics people. So, again, Ron Paul, Draft Ron Paul 2012, available at InfoWars.com or by calling us toll-free.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica, the number 3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now I want to get into the most important part of today's broadcast. Don't forget, we're trying to make it the key search term. Abercrombie admits failure, and Abercrombie birth certificate, two different Google search terms. Please, let's make those number one and number two search terms. Abercrombie admits failure, and that'll lead him to the articles about him unable to find the birth certificate. It isn't there. Everybody else's in Hawaii is, but not Obama's. No record, no nothing. And this is now confirming the news interview he did 8 days ago with the Honolulu Advertiser, the governor. This is one of his good friends, well-known reporter, and Abercrombie birth certificate that will also lead people to our articles breaking down the full spectrum of what is going on. And you're welcome with your blog or news site to write your own article about it or post ours, especially if you are linked on Google News, because they've delisted us because of our Google bombs. They don't like it. No, by the way, I saw it in the news last night. Headline, secret NSA relationship with Google comes out. It is the NSA. Now, here's the big stuff we're going to be covering now for the rest of this hour and going a bit into overdrive today. Senate leaders eye option of state bankruptcy. And we talked about this years ago. The IMF and World Bank, when they come into a country, they bankrupt the regions and cities first so they can buy off those politicians very cheap. Then they have the central government come in receivership and take the nation over, and then it's beholden to the international banking cartel. This is the globalist receivership economic domination model. Here's Reuters now. Senate leaders eye option of state bankruptcy. Senate Republican leaders said on Tuesday they were considering introducing legislation to allow financially stressed U.S. states to declare bankruptcy and then to be, quote, bailed out by the federal government. That means the taxpayers. So this is the full federalization slash internationalization. Continuing. Bank of England chief Mervyn King, standard of living to plunge at fastest rate since 1920s. That's globalism. That's what the New World Order is here to deliver to you. What else are the bankers at Davos this week talking about what a great crisis they're having and how great the New World Order is? Ted Turner and people like George Soros. I'm having a great crisis. You know, they're making record profits. World needs 100 trillion more credit, says World Economic Forum. And of course, then they can leverage it at least 10 times through fractional reserve banking. That's 1,000 trillion or 1 quadrillion. But that's to them that they then loan to you. You pay for it in taxes, and then they loan it back to your government or to people with 30% interest rate on their credit cards. So there you go. Now, I literally, without looking, see scores of these articles every day. I know you do. But remember 2 years ago, Steve Shank of eFoods Direct, because he's the biggest storable foods maker in the country. It's all right here in the U.S. And he said, you won't believe how prices are already going up. But the media for wholesalers was lying about that, saying, oh, there's no inflation. Then a year ago, he said, get ready. It's really about to go up. Then 6 months ago, he said, I got to go up on prices for the first time in a decade. McDonald's is announcing massive price increases of their adulterated, junk food. World food prices jumped to record on sugar and oil seeds. And this is out of Bloomberg today. Here's another one again. McDonald's announcing that they're going to have to go up in their food prices. Obama tells us the world economic rules have changed. Basically, they're our new boss. The issue is, I wanted to bring Steve on. He's a sponsor, but I called him last week. I said, I want to have you as a guest. I mean, really, as a guest here, because you are there. You are getting the raw materials, the non-GMO, non-hybrid food, without all the adulterations. You're putting it together. You're dealing with it. You understand that you predicted this, or I guess already saw it happening, to give us your expertise on just, I mean, there's already food riots all over the world going on right now. I mean, you see it in the news. And I'm not, what I've been told by inside sources is it's not that you won't be able to get food, you won't be able to afford it because of the inflation. That's what Lindsay Williams has been saying. So I remember 2 years ago going, come on, Steve, even if there's inflation, it's not going to be that bad. And he goes, look, you don't understand. I'm already seeing it. Well, now he's seeing an acceleration. So I wanted to bring Steve Shank from eFoodsDirect.com up with us because he made the point 2 years ago, a year ago, this stuff lasts more than 10 years. It's high quality, very tasty. He said, buy it now and it passes on the savings later. See, but that's not why he's here. He's here to talk about his inside view on this and how he was the first person I heard talk about this more than, I guess it was 3 years ago on our show. Steve Shank, thank you for joining us.
Alex, it's great to be with you again. I appreciate the work you do.
I'm really sad to say you're right. I wish you were wrong, Steve.
So do I. You know, as I see this unfolding, there are times when you look at what you've seen coming. And, you know, I'm out there in the mainstream. We're trying to buy the raw materials for the foods that we work with about a year ahead of time. We're contracting them out a year ahead of time just for the simple reason that as the shortages continue to occur and the prices go up, we have to do that in order to ensure that that people can be fed. But, you know, you and I talked, and it was actually more than 3 years ago, Alex. And the one thing that we talked about was the fact that at some point in time, everyone on the planet would be thinking only of the issue of food. All roads, all thoughts, all actions, all circumstances, all economies, everything would be about food. And I hate to say this, my friend, but we are there. Nations are telling people to plant gardens, and it's too late to plant gardens. It's absolutely absurd. We've got a...
Yeah, that's really scary to hear the federal government and FEMA now saying plant gardens.
Yeah. When they say it, you know that it's their last resort, because at the same time, they're trying to pass legislation, which obviously, hopefully won't pass, legislation to restrict people from planting gardens, because if they happen to come up with E. coli or salmonella in one shape or form, then they'll be tracked back and condemned for it. But we have so many dichotomies in our thinking. But let me tell you the three issues we've got. We've got food, we've got energy, and we've got money. Those three issues that we're facing right now are feeding a worldwide famine that's now, here we go with the numbers, Alex, it's now in its sixth year. Now, there are many who are studying the scriptures and are of a Christian belief that are starting to see that this probably is that seven-year famine that was predicted in the book of Revelation.
Well, I certainly hope that's not the case, but regardless, we know that it's crippling the third world nations, food riots everywhere. We still have the dollar as the world reserve currency, but as Hu Jintao talks down the dollar, as the dollar's devalued, unfortunately, historical facts say it's going to come here.
Well, the fact is that, like I say, I don't want to get into the seven-year famine thing, but we're in the sixth year of one, whatever the heck the deal is. But here are the three factors that flow together, and everything comes down to food. Food, energy, money. Just think food, energy, money. Now, what's happening is as the energy is challenged, in other words, the oil, which is right now worldwide based on the dollar, and they're trying desperately to keep nations from changing from the dollar to buy oil with to other currencies. But the fact is, as we're printing the daylights out of this funny money that the Fed keeps pounding out into the economy, we're now at $2 trillion as opposed to $800 billion in the economy. It's just absolutely absurd. And what's happening is that is causing fuel prices, the oil, to go up, which is causing a problem with the food. We've got riots all over the world with regard to food because of the high costs of oil and not only the transport but the ability to grow the food. So we've got just an insane situation. As they continue to print this counterfeit money by the trillions, it's completely destroying the economy of the world, and it is centering all of its focus, all of the results of this money printing and the energy problems on food. Food is now the one issue on the minds of every government leader worldwide.
And they've been paying people not to use the corn as animal or human feed, but to use it as ethanol. And then I see headlines like Walmart offers new makeup line for 8 to 12-year-olds for anti-aging. They want to put statins in the drugs for children, statins in the water, statin drugs to stop cholesterol. I have an article here out of, and following where I'm going with this, folks, thestatesman.com. Travis County offers $48,500 to bicycle accident victim. Woman was seriously injured after hitting large crack in road near Manor. She's out on a country road that don't even really have shoulders. She hits a crack, sues them, and they settle for $48,000. This is a ninnying nation. We've gone from the pioneers to people that think if they're out bike riding with a group of bike riders on a country road and hit a pothole and wreck and breaks their jaw, that the taxpayers have got to pay for it. We got 90% of people living urban. In the Great Depression, right at 90%, 89% are going to be technical, were rural and self-sufficient. Of the rural people, which are 10%, maybe half are fully self-sufficient. If we have another full depression, which we're clearly sliding into, can you imagine the nightmare scenario with ninnying, entitled? A lot of Americans are hardworking. The hardest, others are these entitled slobs who literally want somebody to wipe their own hind end. And I'm sorry to have to talk like that, Steve, but what is this army of self-propelled stomachs who expect everything on a silver platter? What are they going to do if they don't have money because it's been devalued to buy that food like Weimar Republic, and we know we're going that direction? What are they going to do? I mean, I guess we just have to grab our firearms to protect ourselves and try to take over our counties and cities through the system so that we're prepared, but the feds are taking them over for martial law. They're gearing up for what they've set up. But, I mean, it just seems like a nightmare, perfect storm scenario, Steve.
Alex, it absolutely is. And if you look at, you know, you asked to discuss the issue of food and the high cost of it and the inflation and everything that's going on. There are five things that are happening. And if you don't mind, let me go through those real quickly that will be very useful as people think about what's going on with food. You know, it's like the currents in the ocean. You know, you float along in a boat on top of the ocean, but people don't realize that the currents underneath these great highways underneath the surface of the water are connecting continents, and there's a whole completely different environment down there than I ever imagined. What we've got is an undercurrent within our economies, and it's all connected with food. Number one, when the banks were bailed out, they started refusing giving loans to farmers and to grocery stores to buy the produce, to farmers to plant and grow the food that we need. The ethanol thing that you brought up, you and I have talked about this ethanol fiasco many times, and oddly enough, the same environmentalists that were screaming for ethanol are now trying to sue to get ethanol stopped because it's bad for the environment. Come on, give me a break. But the fact is that corn in October of this last year had gone up by 45%. Now, corn is important as animal feed, things like that, but we've got a mandate that says that it has to be put into your fuel tank when we've got starving Americans. You put that all together, the whole ethanol fiasco we could spend an hour on just by itself and how it's destroying the quantity of food that we can grow in this country. And the ability of people to afford food just because the cost of the animal feed that is being replaced by fuel for our vehicles is going up, so that a lot of the farmers that are raising our livestock and things are literally going out of business. It goes on and on and on from there. And then the next thing, oddly enough, what's affecting the cost of food in many of these nations is war, because some of these countries are shutting down the ability of the transport of oil because they disagree with what the United States is doing with regard to their war activities, and as a result of shutting down the fuel and the oil, food can't be transported, and we've got riots in various countries.
And by the way, to interrupt, Steve, while you're talking, we're putting up mainstream news articles confirming this, but just like they say unemployment is 9.7 when it's really over 22, even 60 Minutes admits that, California is up at 33. They're lying and saying it's only going up 2 to 3% per year, but anybody can go to the store and see, even though they're adding more fillers and it's getting lower quality, it's going up 10, 20% or more. And I wanted to talk about Bloomberg. Robini says jump in food, energy price can topple regimes. Another one. Grain soybeans rise as food riots spur demand for U.S. exports. Here's another one. Risk of riots rising as governments cut food subsidies. U.N. Sharon says, we're about to go to break. We're going to do a couple more segments with you, Steve, but the reason I got you on here, and I know you're listing things that are all true, briefly, though, and I want to come back and talk about the actual facts, I want people to get prepared. I mean, I'm prepared. I got firearms. I got storable foods. I got water filters. I don't drink sodium fluoride water. My kids have never had vaccines. I promote what I believe in here. And I know from the storable food I bought, a lot of it's older crud. The stuff I got from you is awesome. And you've got a full spectrum line of really high quality foods. You got a bunch of specials you're running. I do want to throw that in there before we go to break. Tell folks briefly about some of the specials, the websites, eFoodsDirect.com, and give folks the website.
Well, the interesting thing is that the winter special that we've got is connected with all of the soups, the prepared soups that we've got. All you do is boil water and throw them in there, and it's a wonderful meal. It's extremely nutritious. It's the best food on the planet, and that's combined with the bakery items, and it's just a winter special for comfort food for the winter, and what you can do is it's 20% off just because we need people to get their stock up, their savings account and food up, and this is a good time to do it. And so that winter special is listed on eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. People can find it there. And the main concern that we have is getting as many people fed and prospered as we possibly can. As this thing is sinking into the quagmire, Alex, we've
all
got
right.
to...
Well, it's good advice. You know, the ant saves food, the grasshopper doesn't. We know the parable of that. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Big banners up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll also give you the toll-free number if you want to call and ask questions or get a free brochure on the other side. But I want to continue with Steve Shane looking at where he sees this going and what he's seeing on wholesale food prices himself.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, for a limited time, Steve Shank is running a special on the winter special, soup and bakery goods, winter special, 20% off. These things store more than 10 years, and climate control, 10 years in my garage. And this is the best place to get them. I hope you get involved today. eFoods Direct is the letter, eFoodsDirect.com. And for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you can see up on screen their great website, whole bunch of special food lines for folks with special dietary needs, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Again, 800-409-5633. Okay, going back to Steve. But again, how did you know? Because when I guess, 2007, 2008, I was interviewing you, and you were saying prices were already going up. And then in the last year, you've really been raising that alarm. What are you seeing as a major, you know, a person that, prepares and packages these raw foods?
Well, what I'm seeing is that we have to compete for food with commodities buyers, people who have now been allowed to buy up these commodities, you know, the basic grains and everything that Americans need for their own food, the bakery goods that we're talking about, you know, and also to feed livestock and that type of thing. We're having to compete. It used to be that if you were going to buy commodities that you had to be able to take delivery on them or be in that industry. But the bankers wanted to be able to, these large funds wanted to be able to take advantage of commodities buying. And so now it's been opened up so they can buy our food and ship it overseas to the highest bidder. And since we're in the sixth year of a famine, what's happening is some of these other countries that have huge numbers, China, for example, had crop failures this last year. They have huge amounts of American dollars that they can throw back at us and buy our food out from under us. That is the fifth point that I was going to make with regard to what's forcing food prices up. They're condemning protectionism worldwide. In other words, where countries take care of their own and protect their own boundaries by refusing to export the foods. America is the only country that I know of that is having food shortages that allows their own food to be exported. And so, but they're bragging about the fact that these exports are solving the economic problems because they're eliminating the trade deficits by selling our food outside the country and getting back dollars, which we don't need. We need the food. So that's what I'm seeing when my buyers go out and wrap up contracts for the raw materials that make these great soups that people are ordering for their winter special. The fact is that they're bidding against international buyers, commodities buyers, and that's what's forcing the cost of raw materials up, and you can't help but pass it on. That's what's happening worldwide. And the other thing is, as long as they continue to increase the printing of this funny money, Alex, what it's doing worldwide is it's devaluing the dollar, and so we have to pay more for a bushel of oats than we had to before just because of the devaluation of the dollar. The funny
Steve, just to throw this in before this hour ends, I hope for the best, prepare for the worst, and I'm really glad I've got a lot of storable foods, and you're very good deals you've got, very high-quality foods. And I'm telling folks, you're the place for people to get them. It's eFoodsDirect.com, or people can call toll-free 800-409-5633. People see the prices going up, as you predicted, and now it's accelerating. And I just think it's a smart thing to do. And you've got some samplers for folks that want to stick their toe in and test out the food. People can call and ask questions, 800-409-5633, or navigate the site. You've got an incredibly informative, good-looking site, I should add. I'm jealous. At eFoodsDirect.com. But again, that toll-free number for folks that may have missed it. Steve, give folks that number again. It's 800-409-5633. Is that the best number to call?
That's the best number to call. If they'll put a slash Alex behind the website, they'll get right straight to a landing page for you.
Tell you what, stay there. We're back in 60 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.